Good morning, Mark. How are you?
How are you doing, Mark? Thanks for having us on.
Not too bad at all. Very welcome, Mark. Mark, the Mike Project, first and foremost, what is the Mike Project?
Well, the Mike Project is an 11-month-long portfolio course primarily designed to help people who may have dropped out of traditional education to get back in the game. Mm-hmm. You know, because it's everybody should be upskilling themselves. There's a lot of new media around. We offer that platform for people to come back from a place maybe where they felt that they weren't going to achieve anymore educationally wise. They may not have done their leaving cert, may not have done their junior cert. They may have done either of those, not got great results. Mm-hmm. And you know, if you want to get into an art-based or media-based college, they want to see a portfolio. So we do 1 year, well, 11 months in practical terms, yeah. And we get our guys into college.
And what kind of ages? Is it open to all ages or is there a specific?
It's open from ages 16 to 65, but we have a particular emphasis on the 18 to 35 yeah. Year old age group.
Okay, and what, you know, media nowadays covers a kind of a wide range. What kind of modules do you do? What kind of skills are
there? We're 12 years old now this year, and traditionally we have done FITAC level 5 modules in sound engineering and photography and filmmaking and graphic design. But this year we decided to try and broaden the outcomes for our students. So this year we're offering a level 4 major award in information and communications technology is the name of the cert. But you'll be doing individual certs in graphic design, web authoring, communications, web design, digital media technology, as well as things like teamwork and leadership and personal effectiveness, things like this.
So pretty sort of comprehensive. There's a lot of stuff in there.
It is.
And as you say, the hope then, as you say, is to give people the opportunity then to maybe go on to further education so they get a taste of everything and maybe they can pick a field.
That's exactly it. A lot of our students would progress on to Colossia Dulig to do the media communications course there. And that's now a degree course where they would specialise in the last couple of years in a certain field, like say filmmaking or photography or sound engineering. A lot of our guys would go there. And we've a 98% placement rate in the last 5 or 6 years, which I believe is probably the highest in the country for a course like us that takes on students that are sponsored by a FOSS or a SULIS training allowance.
So it was just kind of going to come on to about the success, mate. I mean, like, we know where we are in the country nowadays, and it's tough for everybody, and upskilling and maybe opportunities for people to go into fields that they probably never thought they'd go into or maybe didn't know how to get into. And just with regards, as I said, to the success rate there, 98% is fairly good. It's fairly high.
It's not just a course where you come to it and you get a cert and then you have a cert and you wander off. And you know, we follow that up and we help get those opportunities for the pathway into college, and we support it afterwards as well. We would have regular meetups with some of our students. We would organise a longer term, even after they've left us, that we're still there to support them. And I suppose that's where the success of the Mike Project is. It's not a traditional style classroom that we run at all. It'd be a fairly progressive, experimental almost. But the real fact is that it's a holistic learning experience where you're supported by your group, your peers in there, as well as by the facilitators, the staff.
It sounds to me really like one of those situations, you hear it said a lot, but this really sounds like it says, the more you put in, the more you get out.
Oh, exactly. The main thing we ask for people, if you're going to apply for the course, which please do, is that you turn up, and you turn up with an open mind, a positive kind of attitude to the learning experience there. And that's all. You know, you don't have to have any special skills coming to us.
Yeah.
We'll help you kind of unlock that in yourself.
And given the kind of people you're aimed at, you know, young people who are probably found themselves out of work or looking to take another career direction or whatever, what kind of costs are involved, or is there any cost involved for people?
Well, all of our students, I'd imagine, will qualify for a SULIS training allowance, which means that they get enough money through SULIS, through the Education and Training Board, to support them in their learning. They would get a weekly allowance plus some bus fare kind of money and some meals allowance as well. Oh. A lot of our people as well that come to us are from the local area.
Yeah.
Some travelling a bit further. But a lot of the equipment, a lot of the expendables that you would use in taking part in the learning is provided for by the course to minimise people maybe not taking part as much.
Yeah, there's no financial burden on them.
Exactly.
And you say the local area, where are you based?
We're based in the Darndale Belcamp Village Centre over there on up off the Priorswood Road. And but what we call our local area, we would kind of include the Dublin North East
electoral
boundaries, we'd say this is our area.
Yeah. So you have your kids there, they're coming in, they're walking through the different modules. I was looking at some of them here. Young adults, all anybody.
Yeah.
You know, looking at things like communications, photography, graphic design, and stuff like that. It all comes together at the end of the year. They put together their own portfolio work, or is that correct?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. And it builds up. You've been telling me this morning you're building up now towards what you do for the kind of end of the year.
We're in our last 4 weeks now. This is work experience, but it's also a chance for them to show off all the skills and the learning that happened during the year. So we put on an exhibition, and there's two exhibitions going to happen. One on the 6th of August, and that's an afternoon exhibition. That's going to be in the village centre where our school is based. The second exhibition is in town, and that's in Film Base. Film Base is just facing the Button Factory there on Corve Street in Temple Bar. And that's on the evening of August 7th, 5 p.m. And they're free. Obviously, we'd love people to come down and have a look and see what we've been working on all year. The pieces that you'll see in that exhibition are based on a theme that the students debated and picked themselves. And the theme this year is chemistry. So everyone is producing in the different fields in photography and sound and film and graphic design. They're producing artworks based on the idea chemistry.
I'm just thinking here now, you're saying the likes of photography, graphic design, stuff like that, and you're using a theme of chemistry. It just goes to, straight away, I'm thinking, God, that really gives you the opportunity to open your mind and really think about this. And I'd imagine some of the work is pretty good.
It's fairly amazing. Sure, come down and have a look.
We will, surely, hopefully. Now, Mark, you're here now as well because you're currently enrolling for your next course.
We are indeed. Our next course starts on the 15th of September, and closing date for application is pretty soon, though. It's this Friday coming, the 25th of July. There's several ways that you can apply. You can look us up online at micproject.org, and that's micproject.org. You can see an application form there, and you can fill that in and send it off to us. You can send us an email at info@micproject.org, or you can ring us at the village centre there, and the number is 877-1666. Or you can even drop in and visit us. We'd be very happy to have a chat with you and show you around, give you a tour of the premises, and you get to meet the facilitators and some of the students, and you can see what it's really like.
And what kind of numbers do you get? Is there a limited amount of spaces?
We have quite a small class size, and this again is one of the, I think, the things that contribute to the success of the Mike Project. We have 18 students at the start of the year. I think with some room changes this year, we're actually having 21. So you'll be in a small group, with 7 people in your group if you come on our course, and you'll be working with those other 6 people and yourself for the course of the year. And having a small group makes for an amazing learning experience and really enhances the work that happens during the year. So this isn't traditional to have such a small group working through all that work. But again, this is the effectiveness of what we do.
Yeah, they're supposed to become their own little community as they walk through the modules the year. Okay, Mark, I'm not rushing, but I know you're running into town because you're up to your eyeballs.
Into town now and see some exhibitions with the students, all with a mind of our exhibition that we're putting on now in a couple of weeks' time.
Okay, Mark, listen, thanks very much for coming in to talk to us. I know I got you on kind of short notice and you are really busy, so we really appreciate you coming in.
No, thanks for having us, Mark.
Not at all, it's a pleasure. And the other thing I'd say to you, of course, is if there's ever anything you want to come down and talk to us about or support, we'll be happy to support you here, because community looks after community, and it's the most important thing, I suppose.
We'll take you up on that. Thanks a million.
Well, it'd be great to have you. Listen, Mark, thanks very much for coming in.